Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
I was talking there. Well, you'll hear it at the very, very end of the show.
Pull up your mic. Yeah.
You will hear. Hiya. You'll hear at the very end of the show when I do Fiona's final thoughts, which is everyone's favorite part of the show. I was saying I was going to share an Instagram story of my dog barking at this Halloween decoration that I have. And I looked back to see when it was from the videos from Halloween 2023. And it just fully has the number of my house like up. Like, do you remember a time when you just didn't care about anyone knocking in?
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to take down that carousel now. And it was a really good one.
Wow.
It was
kind of seasonal. Is there no way of blurring it?
Yeah, maybe I'll ask Dwayne to do that. He's good at that kind of bit of tech.
It's like the time I posted Seamus on my dog on the Instagram story in the pub. And Callum was like, because I have a tag on him with my phone number. And he was like, your phone number is very clear.
Oh, God.
We just can't fucking win out here, honestly.
It's hard, isn't it? Really hard.
I don't think, I don't think anyone wants to stalk me, so it doesn't really matter.
I know, we just never know.
I told you about when I was doing the Paddy Power Comedy Festival and some listeners from Spin were there. And I was like, I do the show on Spin. Like, does anyone listen? They were like, yeah. And I was like, woohoo, hey, girls. And they were like, we're going to find out where your house is. And I was like, okay. Thanks, gal.
Well, I remember when Aisling worked here, we went to she was a divil for kind of alluding to the fact that she lived.
Where she lived.
Oh, no, she hated us even talking about anywhere near where she lived.
She used to dox herself all the time by default. And at the time, she was talking about how they were painting the door on her block of apartments.
Oh, yeah.
And she was saying that for days it was kind of left like half two colours. Let's say it was red and black or whatever. We arrived to Electric Picnic. And I mean this hand on my heart. We rock into the campsite, we set up our tent, and someone goes, you're Aisling Bonner. I know exactly where you live.
Oh my God.
Would you stop telling everyone on the radio where you live? I know that door. I pass it every day. They still haven't painted it.
Oh my God.
That is so scary because you just yap on here and you forget anyone's listening. Thank you for listening,
by the
way.
Which is so funny, isn't it? Because as soon as I say Rathmines, I'm like, oh my God, just give them your address, David.
Just give the air code. We're done with it.
I'm like, I'm within walking distance to Marley Park, walking distance to Nook Grove.
Someone's going to do the coordinates.
Yeah.
Like in Weapons. Has anyone seen?
Yeah.
When it's like, it leads to this house. That's all of us go down. Excellent visual that no one will understand by producer Callum. But
Callum had his arms
it.
Behind his back and ran, and I haven't a clue why.
And I know. And it was really good.
Let's go! My David Fiona in the morning.
Good morning.
Hello. Hey, what's happening? Welcome to a brand new week. Let's do it all again, shall we?
Why not?
Let's do it.
Why not? I can think of many reasons why not.
Well,
it'd be much easier to stay in bed.
But you're not allowed to do that.
Then you wouldn't get to see our beautiful
faces.
I know. How gorgeous are we looking today? Guys, obviously big, long weekend for me. I took the 2 days off. You were wondering why. I can now reveal at this late stage. Some would say too late. I say just in time. I am throwing my hat in the ring and you will see my face on the ballot paper on the 24th of October.
Very good.
I am running for president. There's another face that you might have thought you'd see, but you just need to draw a little wig on that face.
And are you running under Fiona Fall as well?
Yeah. FF Fiona Fall. So it's actually handy.
How well did that work?
Do you know what I mean? So it's grand, and they're who I've always liked. So it's perfect. So
in case you don't know, late last night Jim Gavin has pulled out of the presidential race, so it's the battle of the women, including now apparently Fiona Fall.
Me as well. So if you want to know about what my policies are, they're all really good crack and they're definitely the exact same as you. So please consider me for Orison Nuchteron. I too have a dog that I will take pictures of in there, and it is going to be really good.
I think you need two.
I think I need to get another one for her now. So
one.
That's my first policy as president.
Get myself another rescue.
Another dog. And then we'll see what happens next. Thank you.
Can you imagine the DSBA coming up to the Oras and Neutron just to make sure that had a nice garden and no kids running around?
What's the setup there? Is there enough space for it to run around? So yeah, that sounds great.
Congratulations,
sweet. Thank you.
Delighted for you.
Thank you so much.
Dogs, step one, getting ice matches into the Oras, step two.
Definitely, yeah. Ice match a tap. At the zoo, actually, is it? But so that all, because I'm the first citizen, so I want everyone to be able to enjoy. Thank you.
Let's do it.
Hold on, hold on. Hey, yo, what's up? This
is- Can you imagine just for a second, right? Whatever you're getting paid. Okay, let's just say in the case of this guy, imagine you're making 386 quid a month. Okay,
okay. Right.
Tough salary to live on. And imagine one morning you check your bank balance. And it's gone up to 127,000. Okay, just out of nowhere, just like that. What do you do?
What do you mean? Like, is 127,000 just put in my account?
It's put into your account. It's been paid from your bank. What do you do?
I mean, that's my normal salary. So I'd be like, okay, I guess I got paid. Yeah, I'll go to the shop. I would be so scared.
Would you be scared immediately?
Yeah, there's been I remember when I was in London and I used to get like a student loan, and the student loan stuff would come in, and I think I got paid like twice by accident once, and I was like, oh my god, I want to spend it so that I can be like, it's spent now and you can't take it back and it was your mistake and it's your fault. But then I was too scared, so I just looked at it for a while.
As soon as that would happen to me, I'd be like, ugh, I have to go through a whole lot of crap now because you made a mistake.
Exactly.
Is it like legal to just be like, no, your mistake, bye?
I'm sure it is. Well, listen, sorry,
I don't know. Listen to this story, right? So this guy, as I said, he's in Chile. And initially, when there was an error made from his work with his employer, he initially agreed to return the money. He said, grand, look, big mistake, not a problem.
Huge.
Then he resigned.
Big mistake.
Yeah.
Huge.
And he did a legger.
Dead.
Three days later, he did a legger. He resigned out of the company. Now, this has been going on for 3 years, a legal battle. The company bring them through the court saying, you owe us every last cent of that, blah, blah, blah. And the court has now ruled it wasn't theft. It was unauthorized collection, they're putting it as. So not criminally prosecutable.
Mm. Yeah.
So he's a free man with his winnings. Or not his winnings. His money.
His accidental happy cash.
I guess that's what you call it.
Efficient.
AHC.
Yeah. They plan to appeal it and recover it eventually. You'd wonder the legal cost of that. Is there anything left?
That's the thing when you get into these money battles. But I feel like, it's an act of goodwill to give it back. Like, it would be like, so sorry about that. Can you please revenue me back?
It's
that
why me and the accountant and work here are such good friends, is because they paid me €1,000 more than they should have 1 month, and I had to give it back.
But you probably didn't.
Probably didn't have to.
You probably didn't.
But I was very formally swayed.
Yeah.
I mean,
it would be like the vibes would probably be bad here for the rest of your working career if you didn't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now,
but because I did give it back, me and him are sound now. It's that's the guy that saved my job.
Many, many years ago, I was overpaid. I was going from a job to the next. So I think there was confusion.
I've been underpaid for so many years, huh? May as well be overpaid at least once.
All right.
I was leaving a job, and it was like the middle of the month situation, starting a new job middle of the month. So two different paybacks coming out, whatever. But I was awfully confused when the money came in. I can't remember how much it was now, but it was far too much than normal.
Mm.
And I was like, maybe this is just the way it is. But starting a new job, how fun.
They
spent
give me the
it or like went on a little holiday or whatever I did. Yeah. And got chased for it a couple of months later. But they wanted it back in one go, and I was like, I can't afford to give
that's
it back in
fair.
One go.
That's not realistic. They're just chancing. They're chancing their arm with
so
you.
So we set up a 3 month direct debit.
Oh my god, you Klarna'd your own account.
I Klarna'd my own overpayment, and that's what we got to. But it's happened loads of time. There was a girl, Natasha. She was a part-time worker, and she was paid nearly double her salary by mistake. They asked her to repay 20 grand, but an employment tribunal ruled that she didn't have to because the overpayment was the bank's error and she hadn't been dishonest. There was a case actually here last year in Ireland. A woman who's now has passed away. Her estate was responsible for €51,700 in pension overpayments when it was discovered she had not informed authorities of her financial means. But there's every chance that she might not have known that this was all sitting in her bank account.
Exactly.
It was just chilling.
Just for the woman.
So as far as I know, that's now just she can give that out in her will to her family.
Is that right?
Spins fully Recharged.
So Charlie is kind of back in the headlines a bit this week after the Life of a Showgirl, Taylor Swift's album release. And it's speculated, not speculated, it's kind of confirmed that Taylor kind of went for Charlie on the album. Has anyone listened to
I listened to one song of it from the Ophelia
about
one.
Ophelia.
Yeah,
Ophelia.
The first one, yeah.
I really liked it, by the way.
It's a good bop.
Yeah.
Until you hear the lyrics.
Right,
it was my feelings. But what did you think?
I don't really listen to lyrics of songs.
Yeah,
I just kind of listen to the vibe.
But I didn't realise in real life that there was any beef between
I'm confused
XCX
though.
And Taylor.
I did bring this to you the other day. Because I was like, I'm confused because when I saw Taylor Swift live in Croke Park, who supported her was Charlie XCX.
A lot has happened since 2017 or 2018
fair
or whenever
enough.
That tour was. So, I think initially what happened shortly after that tour, Charlie said that like while she was very, very grateful for supporting Taylor and it was huge for her career and everything, she felt like she was performing to a bunch of 5-year-olds, which I think is kind of fair when you compare who Charlie XCX would usually perform to based on Taylor's crowd.
Well, I remember the time, say for example, that Reputation tour, there were so many extra tickets doing the rounds around the country and I gave a pair at the time I worked in a radio station. They were just trying to flog them.
Yeah.
They weren't selling Croke Park.
Yeah.
And I gave a pair to my friend who brought her like 7-year-old for
so
her first concert.
I brought my sister
there.
For her first concert.
Yeah.
She was like 12 or something.
Yeah, so that was kind of like, okay, low stakes beef, whatever. The beef was kind of enhanced in 2024 when Charlie XCX released Brat. And there is a song on Brat called Sympathy is a Knife. And if you don't know Brat, that album is all about like complicated like female feelings of like jealousy in the industry and being like pitted against other women and like feeling jealous but you feel like you shouldn't be, but it's like, oh, it's bad to be jealous, I should be like loving everyone and girl bossing and you know women supporting women, but I don't feel like that sometimes. So she brought out this song Sympathy is a Knife. Everyone kind of knows about Taylor Swift because it's like, don't want to see her backstage at my boyfriend's show. She was obviously, she's now married to George from the 1975. Taylor was dating Maddie from the 1975. Here is a little bit of the song for context.
Don't want to see a backstage at my boyfriend's show. Fingers crossed behind my back. I hope they break up because
How does anyone understand what she's saying?
I didn't catch the last bit.
It's I couldn't even be her if I tried. We're opposite. We're on the other side.
Gotcha.
It's like, why should I be compared to her? We're so different. We do a different thing. Yes, she's the biggest artist in the world, but we're on a different.
But like, why bring it up? Like, I don't understand. Like,
It was.
If you're gonna,
it's a good lyric.
Yeah.
If you're gonna talk about her, go ham and make the full song about it. Do it. You know, I mean, do a Kendrick on it. And just mention the name in the song.
Hey Drake, I hear you like him young.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's one way to do it, but like, I guess some people like to do a diss like a bit more subtly, maybe. But so it wasn't necessarily a diss. It was like, these are my insecurities and my complex feelings.
And in fairness to Charlie XCX, she's not saying I don't like the girl. She's just saying, stop pitting us against each other.
Yeah.
She's not
my vibe.
Exactly. We wouldn't be friends in school.
Guys.
That is the subtext of that song. We wouldn't be friends in school.
We sound so young right now.
Why?
We are.
Just chatting about Taylor and Charlie.
Guys, we're young and cool. I mean, they're both women in their mid-30s, but whatever. Okay, the next song is Taylor's Rebuttal. We know, most people know, Taylor has a bit of a victim complex. So even if this song wasn't necessarily a diss,
would you, Callum, being the biggest fan of Taylor, ever agree with that?
No. Oh, I refute that.
You wouldn't say she has a victim complex.
Because Fiona's also a fan. So I thought
I am a fan.
She's also anti-Taylor in a lot of ways.
No, I just like to look at her through a critical lens. And I really enjoy the lore. I really enjoy everything she does. But like, I'm not
blindsided.
I don't have blinkers on.
I love pitting Taylor Swift fans against each other.
Yeah. So Taylor has come back with a song called Actually Romantic. Now, most people will know Charlie XCX has a song on her last album called Everything Is Romantic. So it's like, okay, we know who this is about. And she's gone down the route of, oh, you wrote a song about me? You're obviously obsessed with me.
But it's actually sweet. All the time you've spent on me is honestly wild. All the effort you've put in, it's actually romantic.
Right.
Fine. Cool. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of like that old school, oh, you push me in the yard, you obviously fancy me. It's like
I feel like I'm so basic because I really enjoyed that that clip.
No, it's good. It's grand. Yeah. It's a grand little bop, but it's like, that's not what Charlie was saying.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? I feel like she needs to spend a bit more time. But anyway, that's the beef explained.
Okay, thank you. I actually appreciate that.
It's
good to know that if anyone ever was to like bitch about me in a song, I'll never know because I just don't listen to her lyrics.
But I'll explain it to you.
Side note. The new album's not doing well. Well, it is doing well, as in it's always going to chart and be really successful worldwide because it's Taylor Swift. But people don't like it.
I was talking to music industry people who were like, eh,
it's
nah.
bad.
Nah.
Now, some people say that's the reaction every time Taylor brings out an album.
Really? Okay.
And then people start to like it.
Come on.
Like, I mean, when she brought out Torture Poets Department, everyone was like, what is this muck? And now people love it. So I don't know. But yeah, it's not great.
We have short memory as humans.
We do.
Yeah. It was just weird to see Swifties being like, yeah, I'm sad. Because they will defend her like Caliban, you know? No matter what.
Recharged.
And it is proper spooky season now. People who are into it, it's their time to shine. I think, as I said this before, but like the Christmas crew get a lot of attention for, you know, putting the Christmas lights up in October.
Yeah.
You don't really, not enough attention, I feel, is given to the Halloween crew.
To the freaks. That's because we'll put a curse on you if you make fun of us.
I don't trust the Halloween people. I don't know.
Lean in. I honestly love Halloween. I love spooky stuff.
There's one person in Spin who loves Halloween more than anyone, and that's Shannon.
Yeah, because her birthday is Halloween, isn't it?
Yeah. She's the girl you'll hear after the news go, hey, and then she talks about Leonardo DiCaprio or something.
That's a really good impression.
Thank you. Shannon is obsessed with Halloween more than anyone I know. Mm. So much so that she has a Halloween tree.
I heard her saying this.
Yeah.
That is absolutely... Like
she goes ham. And so like the Nightmare Realm is... She loves that stuff. Whether it's, I look at her and I go, Shannon, how can you... I couldn't... Why would you go and voluntarily be scared?
I go to the Nightmare Realm every year and it is so fun. You feel so alive.
I would say you do feel alive after, but I just couldn't. It's so scary.
It's deadly, but you are completely on edge. Jeez. And like if they did like blood pressure tests on
Why would you do that?
Yeah. I don't know. It's just fun.
Do you watch horrors?
Yes. I always have a full roster of them like that I'm prepping for like for the whole of October. Old ones, new ones.
I think the world is scary enough for that horrors. But anyway.
listen. All right, Emma. Okay.
The Nightmare Realm is teaming up with Universal Pictures this year and Blumhouse to bring horror icons like Chucky and Megan to their limited edition packaging. They might be from different worlds, but this time they share the same desire. They want a Fanta.
Mm-hmm. That's what we've always said about
Fanta Halloween collection flavor range now available in Fanta, an official partner of the Nightmare Realm, packed full of haunted mazes and so much more.
We have four passes to the Nightmare Realm for you to win every day on the show and a case of Fanta too. Who's on to play today?
It is Danny. Hello.
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks.
Nice weekend?
Yeah, it was a good weekend. I was working Saturday actually.
Okay.
What do you do, Danny?
I'm a service engineer. So
Danny, the service engineer. Good. Very good.
Yeah. On call on Saturdays. Fair play to you.
Fair play. Servicing never stops.
Nope. Mm.
And Chloe's also there. Morning, Chloe. How are you?
Morning. I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. What are you doing for the day?
I'm on the way to work.
Oh, you're on the way to work as well. What do you do, Chloe?
I do hairdressing.
Oh, very nice.
Good.
Do you have a nice hairdresser car, Chloe?
I wish I had a nice hairdresser car. I'm still waiting
for
my cash machine.
I bet you always smell really nice. Hairdressers always smell lovely.
They always do smell lovely.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
that's why
I smell better with
the fashion team. Oh, right. Well, you're on for Fanta, so we'll see how we go. Listen, Danny and Chloe, here's what the story is. We have 10 cans of Fanta. We need you to open them all this morning. All you need to do is find the haunted can of Fanta for you to win the four Nightmare Realm passes. But nobody leaves it empty-handed, because if you don't find the haunted can, we will still give you a case of Fanta.
Oh, nice.
Danny, you were on first, so just choose any can of Fanta between 1 and 10.
Okay. Six.
All right. Very good.
Six.
Nothing there.
Not very haunted. Not very haunted at all. All right, Chloe, over to you. Pick a number between 1 and 10. That's not 6.
Eight.
Ah. Do you know what? I'm very proud of you for not picking 7.
Yeah.
You were close, but not going.
I'd put money on it being not 7. Oh, That's all I'm saying. So, with that being said, Danny, choose a number.
Okay, we won't go for 7 now. We'll go for 5.
Go for 5.
5.
Ooh. No, it just sounds like a fizzy kind of Fanta to me.
It's got to be 7, isn't
it? Yeah, it fully is. Like, why do you even speak that into existence? Chloe, what do you want to go for?
3.
3.
3.
No. My God, lads, we'll be here all day. Danny!
A lot of Fanta, and I need to pee now.
Yeah.
Danny, do you want to have a crack?
9.
9.
Still not a... My God almighty.
Okay, Chloe, you're up.
Two.
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 Oh, mother of God.
Danny, your options are...
No, it's not. I'm telling you.
No, Dave, you screwed this by saying don't go seven.
Danny, your options are 1, 4, 7, or 10.
Oh, I kind of want to go 7 because Dave said it now. But
doesn't know anything about anything.
I do. I guarantee you. I'd put money tenner on right now. It's not 7.
Danny, I can't say. I don't. None of us know.
Danny, go with your gut.
I'll go for 7 and Dave can buy the 4 tickets for me if it's not 7.
Here we go.
Deal.
Here we go.
7.
Ha! Oh, you are so lucky. You are so lucky, honestly.
Man, Chloe, what are you going for?
There's 1, 4, or 10 left.
I'll go with 10.
Okay.
Yeah, good show.
No. Oh, my God.
You know
goodness.
What? I know nothing. I think I know what's going on.
I know nothing.
I know what Callum's doing.
Okay.
I know as well.
Danny, do you know what Callum's doing?
We'll go with 4.
Okay.
4.
But then we have different theories on what Callum's doing.
4.
Oh, okay. That's a scary kind of Fanta.
Terrifying.
Danny,
congratulations. Yes. On, 4 Danny. Passes well to the nightmare done. Realm. Congratulations.
That's great. Thanks very much.
You're not going empty-handed either, Chloe. We've got that case of Fanta for you too, okay?
Lovely, thank you.
Best of luck with the cash machine,
Yeah, good
Chloe.
Luck. We're rooting for you, girl.
I bet I win this week.
We'll let them know. See you, Chloe. See you, Danny.
See you later. Bye.
See you later, guys. Thanks very much.
Talk to you later. Thank you. If you would like to win your way to the Nightmare Realm on us, and obviously that crate of Fanta as well, we'll give you another chance just before 9:30 tomorrow morning on the show. Now this is perfect with Halloween in mind. New Lady Gaga and the Dead Dance.
Oh, I love
on
Spin.
This.
Like the words of a song.
103.8 Dublin. Dublin.
Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Hello there, how are you?
Hello.
Hey, what's going on? Good morning.
I don't know if anyone might take some benefit from this, but I hope they do. It's a new week and it's a new me. You might see this morning I have brought in my little bumblebee notebook.
Oh, lovely, yeah. Emma.
This morning is the beginning of a new me. As of today, I will no longer be held down by silent to-do lists.
Oh,
you guys have stood in my way
long enough.
I'm going to clown college.
Did you ever see something online, or actually it was on TikTok, and you're like, I never knew there was a term for that. Now I understand why I'm like the way I am. Silent to-do lists are basically like when you live in a house, obviously, or whatever, and you're walking around, and no matter where you look, it puts something in your head of, I need to do that.
Oh, yeah, it never ends.
I need to do that.
Mm.
That needs to be done.
A Why woman's is that work is never done.
I suppose it's tough because it's just you and your fella. Like, it's not like you don't have other housemates.
Exactly.
That can
sort Exactly. So instead of us all taking it in turn, it's like, this is, instead of just making your room nice, you have to make the whole house nice. Kind of
Fair.
But even little jobs, do you ever find like that? Like, and maybe you relate to this listening, you're like, I have to go to the post office today.
And I'm raging about it.
Or and then you do the task and it takes literally 6 seconds.
But on top of that, I also have to pick up a prescription today.
Oh no. Oh, you're a write-off for the day then.
Oh, and I have to call the doctor and I have to do my tax returns.
Oh, Emma.
So today, I will not be beaten by feeling like I have to do everything. And what I'm going to do to beat my silent to-do list is I'm going to write out everything I have to do this week and then break it down to a day-by-day formation as to not cause stress.
Yeah.
So and on a day-by-day, if I get one of the few things done, like for example, I won't feel the need to hoover the whole house today, I will do downstairs.
Okay,
yeah,
very
just
good.
You know what I'm saying?
So, okay, let me know how I can do my week better because I need to...
Oh, can I make notes?
I need to clean my room.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it.
And how do you find tackling that? Like, do you need to
needed to clean my room for 3 months.
Okay.
Right.
So I would say today, stage one, strip the bed.
Okay.
Because you can't really
Then I've nothing to sleep on tonight.
Well, I would say strip it when you get home. Right, get it in.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, you're going to have
Are you one of these one set of sheets people?
What does that mean?
Like, only have one set of sheets. Like, you take it off, you have to wash it.
No, I have another one, but I'm also like, oh, God.
You're not
going to
put it back
off
on?
And put another one on.
What I would do is break up the day.
Okay.
So strip it when you get in, and then give yourself a few hours, and then later, maybe 7 p.m, be like, I need to stress the bed.
And then Thursday, Hoover.
I'd say tomorrow, maybe start putting away clothes. Take one job of cleaning your room per day, and on Friday, it'll be lovely.
Right, okay.
I'll do a list for you.
Thank you.
Send me a photo later, and I'll come back to you.
You don't want
to
see it.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
I've gotten myself into a bit of a pickle, and I don't really know how it happened, and this is why I should never have any interactions with anyone.
I've always said
at all. No, I know, and me too. I was at a wedding on Friday, myself and my partner Dwayne, our old housemates Mark and Saoirse. Great wedding. It was in Dublin city centre. So fun. Dwayne was a groomsman. And this is a separate issue. This is, well, it's a separate point. This is something I've noticed about every wedding that we've been to. Dwayne's been a groomsman at a few weddings. And somehow every wedding becomes all about Dwayne. Like, the father of the bride at the wedding on Friday, the first person he mentioned was Dwayne.
No way.
He said, "It's been great to meet comedian Dwayne," before mentioning his daughter on her wedding day. Wow. A few years ago, we were at Dwayne's friend's Luke's wedding, and everyone was going up to Luke saying, "Congrats to you and Dwayne on the day." Genuinely, I don't know what it is. I think like mums and aunties and stuff love him. He gives off a vibe where people want to say,
"Well done,
congrats
for being here."
Yeah, I'd say when it comes to our wedding, they're probably going to completely ignore him. But anyway, great weekend. We were into day two, and some of Saoirse's family, so Saoirse's from Tip, and some of Saoirse's family were like leaving the pub on the night of day two, and I was saying like, "Goodbye, so lovely to meet you," etc., etc. And a big feature of the wedding was Saoirse's dad, Shay, had grown all these beautiful pumpkins that like featured as decor.
That's
at
lovely.
The wedding. It was really, really nice. Saoirse's kind of like a Halloween-y person, like myself. I know you guys don't relate to that, but it was like, you know, it was very much her vibe. All these like pumpkins of all different shapes and sizes, they were on the tables.
That's
on
a lot
shelf.
Of effort. I like that.
I know.
It's nice that it's homegrown as well, though.
It's such a nice touch. He also like played a song for her at the ceremony and he did the pump. It was really, really sweet. And then, so then Saoirse's mom, Maria, was like leaving the pub on Saturday and she was like, "So nice to meet you guys, I'm heading off." And everyone was saying to us, because our wedding's in a month now, she was like, "Good luck to you guys next month." And I was like, "Thanks so much." I was like, "Won't be as many pumpkins at ours." just trying to say
something,
"See ya, and here's a bit of banter to leave you with." Why? Do you want pumpkins? Shay can grow you some pumpkins. No bother. Saoirse, I'll bring them up in the car for you. I was like, okay. And I was like, now I look like an absolute a-hole if I say, no, I don't actually want the pumpkins. I mean, I do. The pumpkins were stunning, but I'm saying...
But also, it's November by the time
It's November, and that's what Shay said. Shay turned around. First of all, the music was really loud. He couldn't really hear. Saoirse's mom, Maria, was like, "Shay, will you go and grow a few pumpkins for Maria, or for Dwayne and Fiona for their wedding?" And he was like, first of all, he was like, "What?" And then he was like, "Well, it's going to be November." I don't know if the pumpkins will still be going. And he was like, "But I mean, I can try." And he
Imagine Fee like wanting to die.
I was dying. Like, thank God, like the venue was dark, like, because I was turning bright purple. And I was like, I was like, no, you don't have to. And he was like, "Do you want the pumpkins?" And I was like, do I say no or do I say yes? Do this labor for me for free. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I would love the pumpkins, but like, don't feel obliged to do them. And he was like, no, you're gonna have to store them
You're gonna look really out of style.
It's gonna be like, oh, they're just here from Halloween, which like had just happened.
We have the opportunity here to be really devious and bring Fiona and Dwayne a pumpkin for her. You know, like when they have
gifts, that's their present. We're going to put it in like a microwave box. They think, oh, they've gotten us a microwave or a toaster. Boom, pumpkin.
I registered at Luttrellstown Pumpkin Patch. Please bring your gifts.
So, are we having pumpkins at the wedding?
I mean, it's been like such a big topic of conversation. I now feel like I have Saoirse, who's probably getting ready to go on her honeymoon, committing to lugging up from Tipperary like a truck full of pumpkins for me. And finding somewhere cool to store them. I honestly don't know what I've committed to. But
honestly,
if you see the pumpkins, please just say they're beautiful.
Please take one.
Because
they're not meant to be there.
I really think you could write a very successful book based on your experience from proposal to the wedding and the trials and tribulations you've experienced along the way. I think everyone would learn something, girl.
I think they would. Don't make a joke about pumpkins because you'll get them.
You'll get pumpkins.
Hey, good morning. I was telling you last week, Fiona, you were off, but I bought a car.
amazing news.
Huge,
that
huge.
That is so
news.
Exciting.
Yes,
that
no,
is
it was very cool.
A big boy achievement.
I know, I was very proud of myself.
Yeah.
But what I found really interesting was, and to the person who did do this, if you're listening, I really enjoyed it, so don't be feeling bad. The salesperson for the car. I've realised that it's actually very easy to be a salesperson for a car.
Okay.
Because what they do is they just point out random things on the car and they say, that's there now.
Whoa.
So for example,
that's true.
This was so fun.
I got a fella telling me a full multifunctional, full functional steering wheel. I was like, well, I'd hope so.
Isn't that
great? The steering wheel works.
That's great.
You've got the VW logo there at the back.
Oh! Lucky me.
Thanks. Yeah.
What a treat.
And you've got mirrors that go in.
Whoa.
And I was like, that's pretty standard.
Anything's a selling point.
Exactly. So I just over the weekend, I've been thinking, I feel like I could sell anything. If I wanted to be a car salesman, what I'd start off with saying is, lovely car here, four wheels. Just because, you know, we like it. And because we like it, we threw in a fifth in the boot.
Oh, no.
Just for you
good.
Now. Listen, not everyone gets that now.
Wow.
Five seats as well. Now, four have lovely woven seat belts all the way from China.
Oh.
Yeah, just for you now. We know you like to be safe.
Yes.
And
as for that fifth one.
you're into the radio. We put one in your car.
No.
There's a radio in the car.
We put one in your
car. It's very modern.
Yeah, we put one in there just because we know you like the radio.
Wow.
I feel like already I'm selling a car.
Yeah,
you're
selling a car.
If I was selling a house, lovely front door here. back door comes as standard as well. And for you, we know you love the doors. We put in a couple of doors inside the house as well.
No way!
This is literally what they say. Can I say, like, this is what they say.
Just for you, we've dug a hole through your house so you can light a fire and the smoke won't go into the house. It'll actually go up the hole and out into
very
the air.
Very modern.
Just because we know you like to get cozy and stuff like that. You might want a fire. And we also have put your own endless supply of water. So these are kitchen taps, right? They come standard, but we added some lovely bathroom ones as well for you, just in case you want.
Come standard, but steady flow of water.
Yes, steady flow of water, so you don't have to go to the well or anything like that.
Oh, wow.
Just for you, we know you like to, you know, stay hydrated.
No, the well used to be a nightmare.
Yeah, nightmare with the bucket.
Slipping out with the bucket. It's hard to keep a balance.
Dealing with that.
Yeah.
And I was like, God, I could do that as well. I could go into a clothes shop and say, hire me. Watch me sell these clothes, this jacket. See that now? Comes with two pockets. And a zip. But just for you, we put buttons up the zip as well. Just so you can over...
Two options now.
For you.
That's a privilege, especially if you're selling to women.
Yeah, doesn't come as standard now. You can walk...
Dual aspect.
These shoes now, you can walk or run in them. They are white.
Wow.
And they're actually called runners, right?
So
you should be running
there.
In them. Yeah. And they come...
You can walk too.
You can walk too if you want. It's totally up to you. I will put laces in there for you. Right? So
the laces come included.
See, that's what you need to do as a salesperson. You need to say, I'm going to put this in for you.
For you.
I don't do this for everyone.
And I'll do it.
And
as I'll
do
I'm
it.
Making
I'm
going to
lace up these shoes for you.
Yeah.
This hat, it'll keep your head warm. And when you need to just, you know, you can just pop it on, it'll keep your head warm. But this new upgraded hat, now I'm going to give you the upgraded hat. When your head is warm, you can simply just... Take
you can
it off.
Take the. No. I've heard about those new hats that you can take off. But I didn't know if they'd be arriving to Ireland for a few more
years. Well, listen, they're here, but they're not for everyone. I'm just giving them out to my favourite customers.
You're throwing
that in for me. Yeah, favourite customers.
Wow. For a fee.
I think I'd be a pretty good salesman.
I think I would as well.
I'm buying everything.
Yeah.
I'd be coming home being like, I got an unbelievable deal on hats.
It comes off the head as well.
Today.
It comes off.
Four wheels he gave me.
I'm spoiling
a fifth in the bill.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
It's not a hen, it's not a stag, it's a hat.
We're throwing Fiona a big high do. She is heading off into married life. Can you believe, Dave, someone we know?
I keep thinking this.
Married.
But like, Fiona's going to be on the show saying things like, my husband.
What are you talking about?
We're all children.
That's so mentalist. Weird.
That is going to be a bit mad.
I actually don't know if you're allowed to say your husband on spin.
I know. Me fella.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Listen, this hag party is going to be unbelievable.
My situationship.
We're starting with a Liffey cruise hosted by Dame Stuffy. We're going axe throwing in Smithfield. We've drinks and hen games into the evening. We got a party bus with karaoke. Oh, it's going to be deadly.
So basically, this is happening, as we say, Thursday. You won't put your hand in your pocket all night, right? It's a big night out. We want to treat Fiona. We want you to meet Fiona. We can't wait for everyone to hang out together. And we only have two pairs of tickets left because we're going on the Liffey and we can't have the boat too heavy.
There is one rule, though.
That can go very wrong.
You have to be sound. You have to be sound if you're going to come along.
Please, melters, don't enter.
Yes, please.
You also need to answer your phone a very specific way if you're getting the call from us right now, okay? So... you have been warned. That was beautiful.
That was incredible.
I totally forgot they had to do that. I was like, what's going on?
That is even better than the original Luke.
Even though you just said it, I was like, why is he doing that? Luke, congratulations. You're coming to the hag party.
Yay.
Get in there.
Luke, what are you most looking forward to on the hag party?
Just meet everyone.
Meet everyone. Aww. Yeah,
nice. Luke,
meet everyone and have a good time.
Your voice has so much range. It's beautiful. I would have never, like, hearing you talking now, I would have thought you, like, outsourced that hag laugh the start.
I did think you were a yup bro at the start.
Yeah. Very, very impressive, Luke. Yeah. Very excited to have you on board.
Well, thank
you. Working on your karaoke song, please.
Never, literally.
I appreciate it. I was doing, yeah.
On board, because it's a boat.
Well done, mother of God.
Get your seafaring legs
listen,
ready.
Congratulations. You're off to the hag with us. We'll see you on Thursday.
Cheers, Luke.
Great. Thanks very much, guys.
Bye. Bye, Luke.
Bye-bye. So that is the way you have to answer the phone. Final pair of tickets.
Let's do it.
Sorry?
Try again, Alan.
That's the best I can do.
Try again.
Yes,
it's like you inhaled helium or something.
You're going to need to get in touch with your feminine side if you're coming on this hag, Alan.
So big time.
First introduction.
Alan, congratulations. You're coming to the hag party.
Woohoo!
Lovely. Fair play. Thanks very
you're
much.
You're very welcome.
Who are you going to bring?
I'll bring the missus.
Nice. Hey, I'm glad that it's becoming a date night.
Yeah.
I honestly love this for everyone.
It's going to be such a fun
night. I look forward to it.
Yeah, so Liffey Cruise, game of throwing with, we're going to do axe throwing, the drinks and hen games. Do you have a karaoke song ready to go, Alan?
Oh, Jesus Christ. No, we're calling it the scaryoke.
Hey, that's welcome.
Please do a duet with your missus.
Yeah, very good.
Maybe, oh, Jesus. No, she's worse than me.
No, that's perfect. That's what we need.
A whole new world by Aladdin.
Can you get working on that now, please, Alan? And you can do Jasmine's part.
You're not a bother.
Alan, we'll see you on Thursday for the hag.
Bye, Alan.
Thanks very much. See you there.
Bye.
Fiona, have you decided what you're wearing for this thing? Because I haven't even thought about it.
I know.
I'm starting to panic.
Are we doing a hag? Like, are we dressing up as witches? Or are we going to... Do I wear something white?
No.
No? A hag.
I have a very specific costume for you.
Do you have what I hope you have?
I have exactly what you
have. Okay, amazing. So I'm just going to wear a pair of leggings.
I have the Willy costume.
No.
That's going to be hard to throw an axe
all
in.
All the way from Galway.
No one Are better throw an axe at me and deflate the Willy costume. Okay?
And that's a rule.
Because that would be the
fear of getting an axe thrown at you, that you might deflate the costume.
That's really the stag part coming through on this hand.
That
I
is.
Love it.
When the Willy goes down, get it back up again.
My goodness.
Oh, God.
And I've always said that. Here's Gracie Abrams on Spin.
It's not a hen. It's not a stag. It's a hag.
Ooh, yeah, see, like, October is kind of giving January. I feel like we need something to look forward to.
I'm so with you on that. I feel like between now and Christmas, very little going on.
I wonder, is that because I just bought a car and I've no money left?
I'd say it's surely that, because October is the best month.
Is it?
Loads of stuff going on.
Okay. Yeah, sorry. I can't believe I just said to you now, Christmas is not to look forward to, and we've got Fiona's wedding.
Thanks a mil.
I take that back. Obviously, your wedding, I'm super excited for.
And those invites are retractable. I'm hanging them all on a string.
I'm excited for your wedding, but I'm really excited for your hag.
Yeah.
Hag is going to be the best.
Your hag is going to be amazing. Basically, if you don't know, Fiona didn't want to throw a hen party for herself ask her bridesmaid to do it. So we were like, that sounds crap. Let's do it anyway, because even though it'll make her uncomfortable, it's a night out for us.
Exactly.
And we deserve that.
I think so.
Who cares about consent? It's been 1 over 8.
We are throwing this big hag do on Thursday of this week, and there's going to be hen and stag activities. We want everyone to come, lads and girls as well. Everyone is welcome if you get yourself a ticket, and your final chance to get yourself registered in this morning. You won't put your hand in your pocket all night.
Won't put your hand in your pocket.
It's a free night out on us on Spin, celebrating our girl Fiona this Thursday, all free. So if you want to come for a free night out, Well, listen up. There's so much going on.
Yeah, there's loads going on. But don't become mad now, all right? We don't want any messers. Mm. But start with a Liffey Cruise.
It's a very serious event.
It is, of course.
There'll be no laughing and no running.
We're starting with a Liffey Cruise with thanks to Dublin Bay Cruises, hosted by the one and only Dame Stuffy.
So excited.
Very exciting.
So
exciting. And Dame Stuffy is popping into us before the Hag, just to give us a little kind of inkling as to what's going to happen on the Stag.
I actually think she's in this week.
Is she in this week?
Of course she has. Surely. To be. The Hag's on Thursday. Yeah. So yeah, okay. Dame Stuffy will be on the show in the next couple of days.
Oh my God.
What else have we got? Axe throwing. Game of Thrones. Smithfield. Sound good? Just for the lads. Get the testosterone going.
Yeah, and for all the
girls are looking forward to that
Yes, very true.
For all the lads who are curious about what goes on in a hen, we're doing drinks. We're doing proper hen games all the way through into the evening. And we've got the most gorgeous mode of transportation as well. We've got a party bus from Elite Limos. I actually looked into this. Remember I was saying that we did karaoke on a party bus for my sister's hen in Dublin?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
It actually was with the same gang.
The same one.
Oh, nice.
And it was the crack up. My sister said the highlight of the night for her. Just the messing on the bus was so funny.
Yeah, I love a party
bus. Well, I don't like a messer now. Oh. You know what I mean?
Famously, there is to be no messing.
No singing out of key. No colouring outside the lines.
If you want to do karaoke, have your song ready and make sure it's good, and we don't want anything crap, okay?
Listen, unfortunately, we only have two more spots on the guest list, right? So this is the time for you to get yourself on this Hag party.
We need to get ourselves organised. So look, if you want to come, WhatsApp us the word Hag right now, 087-711-1038. We would love you to win yourself and get yourself on that guest list. And it's happening, of course, this very Thursday. You won't put your hand in your pocket. Fiona, there is more surprises to come this week.
Oh, God.
We spoke to someone very significant to you the other day.
And we're off. We talked to someone who knows you. It was really interesting. We're gonna have that on the show.
We got a lot of dirt on you.
Shut up.
We do that tomorrow.
We're gonna air all that tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll do that tomorrow.
Are you serious?
We talked to someone who you know.
You talked
to my mom.
We talked to someone you know. So listen, we got two more spots in the guest list to give away. If you want to be there, you got to WhatsApp us the word HAG, 087-711-1038. That's just the word HAG to 087-711-1038. And you got to answer your phone a specific way.
Yeah, it's like this. Give us a little HAG giggle, okay?
Ah, because of like a witch.
A witchy
like
hag.
A HAG.
Like metal HAG. You know women are witches, don't you?
Women are witches. Now, if you answer the phone like, ha, 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 no. You're not coming to the Hag. You gotta answer the phone like a hag, like.
lean in, please. Sorry, I keep talking over it. And again, I do it.
Hag in a WhatsApp, 087-711-1038. Answer your phone like.
A free night out, Liffey Cruise, axe throwing, drinks and hen parties, and a bit of karaoke.
You won't put your hand in your pocket.
Let's go! David Fiona in the morning.
Hello, what's the story?
Hey, good morning, what's going on? Lads, do you know what? I went for dinner yesterday at around 5 o'clock, I think it was.
Where'd you go?
We went out to like, Buff and Cock.
Are you all right? Like,
I know.
You're flat out.
Eating
flat out.
To beat
the Buff and the Cock,
our friend
I had a chipper
over
on Saturday and I was like, oh, I'm so lucky.
Yeah.
Our friend is over, so we had to go for dinner and stuff like that. But afterwards, I was like, do you remember a couple of weeks ago I did this really old thing where I went to Bewley's for dessert?
Oh, yeah.
like a 70-year-old woman.
Yeah, love.
All I wanted after the steak and the chips and all was, can we go to Bewley's?
And
no one was into it. Everyone was like, for God's sake, we're not that age yet. No, we went once. It was a treat. We can't do it again until we're 70.
I just wanted
the brownie and the ice cream.
I get you totally. Do you remember I mentioned to you that my next door neighbour has a house down the country and I was out in the garden the other day and he said, do you want any veg?
Yeah.
And the whole thing of I put all the veg into the sink, went for a nap, came back and the dog had somehow managed to pull the bag of veg out. Anyway, how embarrassing. It was all around the garden. He definitely saw the veg. Anyway, we salvaged what was salvageable. And I was like, I don't know what to do with this rhubarb and all these cooking apples.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what Jack did?
What did he do?
A lovely tart.
He made a rhubarb and apple crumble.
No, he didn't.
And I swear.
Stunning.
When I sat down last night with a slice of that and a bit of ice cream, I thought, I'm 90, but this is lovely.
No, that is my favourite dessert.
Unbelievable.
But I would say custard.
I think it's very old coded. I love it.
Would you like some? How long in the microwave for you? Okay, an ice cream or mustard?
You should have went over to next door.
Oh, yeah. You are
ice cream or mustard?
You are obsessed with having mustard in a crumble.
That's twice now.
For the second time, I meant to say custard. My God.
Come on, Dave and Fiona, on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
went to the cinema the other day for the very first time in such a long time. I haven't really done a cinema night in ages. And I was inspired by producer Callum, who recently visited the new, the open, giving a plug because I love them, Nut Grove Shopping Centre. Reopened the cinema. I think the cinema was in Nut Grove in the like 90s, or else up there was some kind of a games room, like, you know, pinball and stuff like that. But really cool for me, I'm within walking distance of Nut Grove, so no excuse not to. And we actually did walk down the other night. It was really nice.
Oh, gorgeous. That's nice.
We went to see One Battle After Another, the new Leonardo DiCaprio movie.
Supposed to be amazing.
Yeah. So my brother is incredibly hard to please. He's one of these guys that, like, he'd be very slow to give something a 5-star review. Do you know that kind of way? Yeah. He's just one of them. And he was like, best thing I've ever seen. Like,
Really?
He's like, it's a fabulous. He called it like fabulous cinema or something. I was like,
okay. Right, when you refer to it as cinema, it's not
a movie, it's a film.
Yeah, went to see that in the IFI.
Yeah. He said, what amazing cinema. I was like, okay.
Piece of cinema.
Right, So, what I didn't realise about one film, One Battle After Another, is its length. I didn't even look into it until we got there, right? Number one, in this cinema, and I was concerned I was going to fall asleep from the get-go.
You weren't concerned, you were expecting it.
Yeah.
On Friday, you were like, I'm definitely going to fall asleep in the cinema.
Yeah, especially because the new, the open, the lovely Nut Grove cinema has couches.
Unbelievable.
Right? So not your standard seats, little couches, little lamps on each table, a footrest. I mean,
they look incredible.
Gorgeous.
And is it like normal cinema price?
Jack actually got the tickets, I'm not sure. Is it Callum? Yeah? Yeah.
Oh, all right, real.
So we sat down, super relaxed, super chilled out, getting ourselves into a little nook in the corner. And as it started, you know me, I get a bit angsty anyway. I can't sit still for very long. Yeah. After about half an hour, I was like, right, I need a break. So I went to the bathroom. I didn't need to go to the bathroom.
Every time you talk about going to the cinema, I get so sad.
I know.
You need a bit of magnesium spray or something, or a weighted blanket.
She needs sellotape to the chair.
Can't sit still. So after about half an hour, went for a little wander, asked ChatGPT.
In the middle of the movie.
You asked.
Has ChatGPT all the details about the movie? I was like, why is this so sad? Why is the world so sad? What's this movie trying to reflect?
There has to be someone else out there like it. Like, there must be.
Yeah, we're a rare breed. And I also then said, okay, Grant, don't tell me any spoilers, but like, please tell me this is a happy ending.
Based on what I know about the film, I don't think that is the case.
It was really bad. It's a very racist film. It's right. Like a lot of white supremacy, like really like uncomfortable.
Famously ended well.
I just wanted to know that maybe, you know, there was a bit of hope in the end for everybody involved.
Yeah.
So I then said, so come on, how long is it? And she said, it's 2 hours and 50 minutes. And I said, ah, Jesus, I'm half an hour in. I can't sit still. And this is so depressing.
2 hours and 50 minutes.
Yes. Nearly 3 hours.
No.
I just can't.
There's
deal.
No.
We can never, ever go. How does Jack deal with this?
Well, Jack kind of, he actually likes me, so he doesn't really mind. Yeah. He'd be like, off you go. Go on.
I like you too. I love you to bits, but my God, I couldn't go to Zoom.
I know.
She's got the zoomies. You need to let her tire herself out in the lobby.
No, when he texts me saying, get me a Coke while you're out there. So he was
happy. Okay, he gets something out of it as well.
Exactly. You in stress me? Don't. He's texting in the film.
Yeah.
No!
Yeah, but he's.
You're everything I despise.
That is long.
In the cinema.
Yeah, thank you for following.
Not as a person,
big
a lovely
statement.
Person.
So anyway, I head back in, do another hour, and an hour and a half in, I'm like, lads.
Do another hour. Yeah. As if it's a shift.
I actually was. I was like, load the clock.
I clock on.
I genuinely had to say to myself, just do an hour now and then see how you feel.
My
God. You need another walk,
now,
whatever.
I'm curious, right? Because you have, I'm pretty sure, a couch at home.
But I can walk around when I'm sitting on that.
But this is what I'm saying. Why go to the cinema?
I think I need to realise it's not for me.
It's not for you.
It's just not for me. If a movie was an hour and a half, it would be for me.
But I'd say you'd much easily sit on your couch for an hour and a half.
Oh, yeah.
Than sit in the cinema.
No, I'd go for a wander every now and again. Might go for a wee, might go for a glass of water, might go pet the dog, leave the dog out, leave the dog in, run upstairs, do something. Do you know, like, you can kind of wander.
You're not a sitter.
No, and I'm not sitting there upsetting other people if I move an inch. I don't like that.
I know. See, I don't like that either. I don't like when people come to the cinema with strict rules. Not looking at anyone in particular. Everyone should be allowed to enjoy the cinema
no
in their own
be on
way.
Their phone but in lads, the film.
The okay. best thing ever happened. Because when I was really starting to get fed up now, I was in, Jesus, and Jack seemed to be really enjoying it. I was like, there's no getting away with this. Okay. I was actually like, do you think we should just leave? Maybe it'll be in a dodgy box or something.
Oh my God.
Jokes. That was a joke, by the way. A big old fashioned joke. And I turned around. Jack was snoring his head off.
Oh, no way.
Okay, fair. I was like, yes, we're done. So an hour and 45 minutes in, I said, hello, you've fallen asleep. Will we come back and watch the end another time? Maybe we'll come in an hour and a half in next time and we'll catch the end. So our plan is to go back to Nutgrove to the cinema. When it's an hour and a half way through, we will sneak in.
That is ideal.
And catch the last, whatever it is, an hour and a bit.
Oh my God. I remember when I was younger, we used to go to the cinema and then we'd sneak into another film. I can't imagine you. Like, if that was ever on the agenda. Like, you'd have seen a full film and you'd be like, let's go and watch another one.
Oh, I can't. No,
I think you need Subway Surfers on the other side of the screen. That's what you need.
Just to keep an eye on. Yeah, I get that. But I do predict in my head that it was a happy ending and that everything is fair in the world and everyone has equal rights and everyone's treated the same. So maybe I'm better off just not knowing where we're
And Jack fell asleep in protest. I missed treatment in the film. 100%.
Here's Alex Warren. This is Ordinary. You're listening to Spin and you're with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. We get a lot of PR emails working on the show and we got one a while ago that was basically just like, oh, how to get your life together or something like that. Oh, and we thought, oh, that's interesting. We'll do that on the show. But then it was kind of like just PR kind of stuff. So we were like, oh, why don't we build our own list of how to get your life together?
Perfect. At our age, living in Dublin City.
Exactly. Yeah. So I was just kind of walking around and I was just thinking about this the other day and I was like, I know I was going to bring it to the show. So I was just thinking of things that if you have or if you've done or if you do, you have your life together.
And it's very different in 2025, the climate. Like, say, for example, I presume like in the 80s, maybe at 30, being married with kids and having a house in your late 20s.
Yeah, I don't want like, oh, you have to have two cars, you have a house, you have a mortgage. No, no, that I
that's
don't
That's very dated.
It's specific things, like very specific things that when you do, I will notice it and go, that person has their life together.
Oh, no way. Okay.
So there's a list of seven. These are the list of seven. If you have all of these, your life is, oh my God, together.
Incredible. This all models off me, I presume.
Of course.
Really got stuff worked out.
Here we go with number one. You have more than €3 on your Leap card.
Nope. Okay. I fell at the first hurdle.
Yeah, I have 270 left.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. I'm constantly in minus and I always have to be like, sorry, do you mind if I just top that up quickly?
But you know, like when you are tapping off or tapping on, you see someone's balance that's just come behind you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you're like, they have a balance of €22.
You might.
And what it doesn't do the danger beep. It's like, what are you trying to prove?
Number two. You have backup toothpaste or light bulbs.
Yes, I do. I have €1 on my Leap card.
Okay, very good. Okay. No life together.
You know what I do. I have backup because I'm so sick of running out.
Yeah.
So the other day I was in the shop. I was in like one of the, you know, deals or something. I was like, just give me three. I'm just...
Whoa.
But I want to just go forth with peace for at least a few weeks. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yes.
If you have backup light bulbs or backup toothpaste, I think the world...
Oh, wow.
I think fair place, you have your life together. You have a converted attic.
Oh God, I don't even have a house.
I've never been in my attic.
You have a converted attic. Wow, you have got your life together. You're a grown up. You're a real adult.
Mm. Oh my God.
Even if you're in a rented house that has a converted attic, that's very impressive.
A Styra.
A Styra?
Come on.
That's kind of what I
thought
it was. Converted attic was if you have a Styra.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I used to have to get like wardrobes piled up in each other to get up to the attic.
Yeah, I've never like been comfortable with an attic. I always like any house I've lived in, the entry point has been so dangerous and it's just been someone on a rickety ladder like throwing down the bags of Christmas decorations and I'm like, I will never go up.
My friend has rats in her rented attic.
Oh, nice.
She's having a mare.
Nice.
You know, that's a HSE issue. She can get the HSE involved.
Can she?
I'll tell you. Life hack.
If you get the HSE involved in anything, you have your life together.
Yeah, you do. If it's rats, it's a health issue.
Here's one. This is a very specific one. You have a light jacket. Not a jacket. You have a light jacket.
Very good.
Would you allow a denim jacket?
No,
I know it's...
Denim jacket, to me, you don't have your life together.
No, I think what you're trying to say is a light jacket is in... It's waterproof. It's rainproof.
But it's not. You're not going to be roasted.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I had one. I tried it on last week. Doesn't fit me anymore. So I don't qualify anymore.
Well, you tried.
If you have sunglasses that cost more than €15, you have your life.
What if they were gifted
together, my friend?
What if they were from my dad for Christmas years ago?
That's okay.
Yeah.
You have them. Right. You still have them. That's impressive.
Nice.
If you've ever bought a rug, you have your life together.
Yeah, I did.
Have you bought a rug?
For your sitting room?
Yeah. I bought it on Facebook Marketplace and it was an absolute nightmare to get the rug
Facebook
off this
Marketplace
woman.
Is awful.
Yeah, but we worked it out in the end, but by God.
And the last thing on the list.
Dave, have you ever bought a rug?
Never in my life, but my life is not together.
Dave.
One last thing on the list. If you have this, your life is together. One alarm.
A Absolutely
Ooh,
not.
Never. Do you know what I did last night right before I fell asleep? One of my five alarms, I changed the tone so it would really wake me.
Oh, yeah. Now that would panic me the next morning.
Yeah, rush me out of bed.
If anyone has all three or all seven of those things, you've more than £3 on your Leap card, you have backup toothpaste or light bulbs, you have a converted attic, you have a light jacket, sunglasses that cost more than €15, if you've ever bought a rug, and if you've one alarm, you are incredible and I need to meet you.
If you have all those, you're a licker.
I hate
you. Why are you showing off?
I hate you. You are horrible.
Oh my God. Do you know a guy I used to live with used to have different vaults for different occasions, like his niece's birthday party and everything, and I was like, you're so
clever.
He used to sit down and write Christmas cards as well.
Oh my God.
No. You're listening to Spin. Good morning.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
K-pop Demon Hunters and Golden. I was in TK Maxx the other day and the girl who served me is studying film and said to watch the movie and she said it's excellent.
Is it a movie or a TV show?
It's a movie. I would so recommend it. I watched it last week on Netflix. It's so good.
Is it good?
She was like, it's something so different. It's there. Watch it. She said it's a really interesting film and she is studying film.
She's studying film.
Well, do you know what? I will watch it.
Good.
For now though.
That's not my name.
What?
That's not my name.
Mm-mm.
That's not my name.
Yep. This is a game that might be brand new to you. We normally play it on a Monday morning after 7:30. But in the absence of the golden ticket, it's gone!
Yeah, the golden ticket's finished, by the way. Yeah, we actually gave away that trip to Fuerteventura.
Would you believe
Incredible.
It? Would
you believe it?
It happened.
No, but seriously, if you don't trust us, you can go back and listen to the show on Fully Charged, Recharged, wherever you get your podcast, because we did genuinely give it away.
Yeah, Nikita was absolutely fantastic. But right now, we would love to sort you with not one, not two, not three, not four, 12 IMC Cinema Passes on this morning show on our game called That's Not My Name. If you don't know how this works, if you're brand new to this, the idea is that with no hints or clues, myself, Dave and Fiona, try to guess your name, okay? Mm-hmm. If you'd like to play this morning, what we need from you is a voice note, and that voice note must say, my name is, and your name. We can swear, hand on heart, no fingers crossed, that the only person in the room who's going to hear those voice notes is our producer, Callum. That's just to veto everything and make sure you're not just coming on to rob.
Which would make sense, because if we heard it, then we could very easily guess your name.
Exactly.
And if we heard it, we'd win this a lot more.
So please, send your WhatsApp voice notes, my name is, and your name, to 087-711-1038 for your chance to win 12 IMC Cinema Passes.
Now, unfortunately, I don't think we'll be winning this week, because producer Callum is here. The only time we ever seem to win is when producer Callum is off and Emma would be the one. I just don't know what it is. It's like the pressure comes on to me because producer Callum isn't here. So I'm like, no, I must guess.
I think it's because I pass over my mystic energies to the room.
But now I've won it twice. It's a great feeling. If you want to play, WhatsApp us. My name is in a voice note to 087-711-1038 to win yourself 12 IMC Cinema Pass.
And a vibe of how it works.
Player 3, is your name Damien?
That's not my name.
Damn it.
Oh, man.
Go on. Player 3, reveal yourself.
My name is Keith.
Oh, thank God. I thought you were going to say David.
I have a good feeling about this morning. Close. Get your voice notes over. My name is and your name. 087-711-1038.
That's not my name.
What?
That's not my name.
Mm-mm.
That's not my name.
Welcome on into That's Not My Name. This is the game that with no hints or clues, we try to guess your name. We normally play it after 7:30 on a Monday. So maybe you're brand new to this if you're not with us at that time. Why aren't you?
About to hear radio gold in this game.
So essentially what's happened here is you've been sending voice notes into our WhatsApp on 087-711-1038 and your voice notes are saying essentially what your name is, my name is, and your name. The only person in the room, hand on heart, to hear those voice notes is producer Callum. Every week that we don't get a winner, we throw an extra 2 IMC Cinema Passes into the pot. Our record, I think, was something in the 50s at one point, but currently it stands at 12 cinema passes for the taking. All right, you're going to hear the voice notes, you listening. We will not. Headphones off in the
Headphones
room.
Off.
And let's crack on.
My name is Anne-Marie.
Player one, let's have some fun!
Woo! How are you, player one?
Good, thank you.
Okay, cool. I'm going to kick this off. Player one, is your name Anne? That's
no.
not your name. That's not your name. Okay.
I think you might have been close with Anne.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with, is your name Annette?
Oh.
That's not my name.
Player one, is your name Maria?
That's not my name. No.
Player one, reveal yourself. What is your beautiful
Callum's
name?
Callum's laughing. What is it?
Well, you said it. So it's Anne Marie.
No!
You're joking.
What?
You said Anne. You said Marie.
You said Annette.
I said Annette.
You're like, Anne is in Annette.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm sorry.
Come on.
Anne.
No.
Oh my God.
Her name is Anne Marie.
No, I'm with you. We didn't get it. We didn't get it.
Okay, now I see why you had to think about it so much at the start, Anne Marie, when it was like, is your name?
Yeah.
You really took a while. I was like, is your name? Oh my God.
I tried to give you a clue.
You did. I'm so sorry, Anne Marie. That was so good, though. That's a good start.
That was a good start. Anne Marie, we're so sorry.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Good luck.
Bye.
Wow.
Oh my God.
This is like when I won and I said, is it Anto or Anthony? And it was Anto. Or something.
Anto. It was Anton. You said Anthony and it was Anton.
Yeah, but where he was christened was Anthony. So yeah. That qualifies. Callum, I say your heart was in your mouth there.
If I wasn't here, I'd say that you would have given that away.
Yeah. Well, no, I would have put my foot down. No, we didn't get it.
No, we wouldn't.
We stick together.
Yeah.
Yeah, famously. We wouldn't have gave it away, but it's just a sickener. Like,
it is.
So
yeah.
Close. Like,
okay.
I couldn't believe that.
No. Headphones off again.
My name is Barbara.
Player two, let's chat to you.
How are you, player two?
I'm great. Yay. Thank you.
All right, let's see if we can get your name. Player two, is your name Christina?
Oh, wow.
That's not my name. My name is Barbara.
Great. That's fantastic. Is your name Barbara?
We had two more guesses.
Yes, that's
to
my
get
name.
Through, but unfortunately.
We had two more guesses, Barbara.
But oh my God, sorry. I'm half asleep.
No, okay. I like how you play it, Barbara. I think it's
Oh no, yeah. I'm in the middle of food prep here and uniforms.
I get it.
I haven't had coffee. Oh, I'm sorry. I do listen to it. I'm just half asleep.
That's okay.
Fine. Get those kids to school.
No, I want to get the kids to the cinema. Give me a break.
I get you.
Go on.
Sorry, Barbara.
Thanks, Barbara.
Oh, no problem.
Bye, good luck.
We should play the game like that.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah. Just tell us.
Tell us your
away.
Name. We'll say it back to you.
Ah, that's a lovely name. You're off to the cinema.
If we like your name,
if we like it.
Cinema. All right, for the final chance for us to guess your name this week, headphones off in the room.
Happy Monday. My name is Maeve.
Player three, speak to me.
Hello, player three, how are you?
Hi, player three.
Hi, player three.
I'm good, how are you?
Player three.
Another woman.
Yeah, yeah, we're very, very woke around here. Mm. Is your name Ali?
That's not my name.
Okay.
All right, I think I've got a good feeling about you, player three. Is your name Sinead?
Oh.
That's not my name.
Damn. All right, player three, here we go.
You get so sure, don't
you? Yeah, we've had bizarre callers. Player three, let's do it. Is your name Lucy?
That's not my name.
All right, no. Tell player us. Three, reveal yourself. What's your name?
My name is Hayley.
I love that name.
Such a cool name.
That's fab.
So cool. Are you delighted that. Your name is Hayley?
Yeah, a lot of people like to say when I tell them my name's Hayley, they're always like, oh, Hayley Mills from the actress.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking Eminem's daughter.
I was thinking Hayley Williams.
Hayley Bieber.
Oh, my God.
Very good. So we all have separate Hayleys.
Yeah,
very
and good. You're now one of them. Thank you, Hayley. Sorry we couldn't help you out this
No
time.
Problem.
Have a great day. Good luck.
Bye, Hayley.
Talk to you later.
Check yourself.
It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts.
Let's go.
Yes, welcome in. You are very privileged to be joining me for my final thought of the day.
Lucky us.
And after this, I switch off and I don't think again until 6 tomorrow morning, which is just how I managed to come up with such gold for the show. And today, it's more of a call out that I'm issuing today. I really want people to send me their footage of their pets being scared of their Halloween decorations. I'm going to put mine up on my Instagram story now. My dog is terrified of this witch that we hang on our door. She's like tries to defend the household from it. And then I was like, obviously I get served so much dog content on Instagram, and I saw like this video of these two like big enough kind of scary looking dogs going absolutely crazy, and then it pans and it's Cookie Jar. That's a dog dressed as a ghost, like the most like inoffensive thing ever. And I just think it's a good corner of the internet that maybe we'll get some Halloween naysayers on board.
Yes,
because it's cute, it's got animals.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe for my co-hosts here who don't like Halloween, I'm thinking this could be how I get you in.
Are you getting the witch up today?
The witch, I need to get her. She usually goes up like the 1st of October, but obviously I had a wedding and everything like that. So yeah.
So witch, you're actually going to fully deck the place out? Like,
it's not crazy, but like I do it in a subtle, cool way.
Of
you
course.
You know what I mean?
Of course.
I keep it classy on the Crumlin.
So you don't
area.
Like Halloween or Christmas? What do you like?
What do you live for?
Saturdays.
Yeah. This for the weekend, man.
Listen, on the way is Michaela Hayes, and kicking off this morning, your chance to win yourself some deadly prizes. You know we do 10 spin hits in a row. Listen closely. If we play an 11th, you could win yourself some prizes. Ooh. Such as your Calvin Harris tickets sculpted by Amy's.
Nice.
Vouchers and more. We'll catch you in the morning.
Class. Bye. Good luck. Bye. Spin.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.